The old prisoner looked up at Mr. Lorry, but there was no surprise, no understanding in his tired face, and he went back to work making shoes. Slowly, Lucy came near to the old man. After a while, he noticed her.
"Who are you?"
he asked. Lucy put her arms around the old man and held him, tears of happiness and sadness running down her face. From a little bag, the old man took some golden hair. He looked at it, and then he looked at Lucy's hair.
"It is the same. How can it be?"
He stared into Lucy's face.
"No, no, you are too young, too young."
Through her tears, Lucy tried to explain that she was the daughter he had never seen. The old man still did not understand, but he seemed to like the sound of Lucy's voice and the touch of her warm young hand on his. Then Lucy said to Mr. Lorry, "I think we should leave Paris at once. Can you arrange it?"
"Yes, of course," said Mr. Lorry. "But do you think he is able to travel?"
"He will be better far away from this city, where he has lost so much of his life," said Lucy.
"You are right," said Defarge. "And there are many other reasons why Dr. Manette should leave France now."
While Mr. Lorry and Defarge went to arrange for a coach to take them out of Paris, Lucy sat with her father. Exhausted by the meeting, he fell asleep on the floor, and his daughter watched him quietly and patiently until it was time to go. When Mr. Lorry returned, he and Defarge brought food and clothes for Dr. Manette. The doctor did everything they told him to do. He had been used to obeying orders for so many years. As he came down the stairs, Mr. Lorry heard him say again and again,
105 North Tower.
When they went to the coach, only one person saw them go. Madame Defarge. She stood in the doorway and knitted and watched, seeing everything and seeing nothing.